The first time I ever saw her was at the beach. She was across from me, sitting on a blanket with her wife, in the tiniest bikini a public beach could safely allow. The sun shone off the golden strands of her hair, and she was pale and so damn beautiful. And she was eating a mango. Have you ever seen anyone eat a mango before? I mean, like, with their hands, no cutlery, just going at it. No? You're missing out. Watching someone, and especially a beautiful woman, eat a super ripe mango with their bare hands is one of the single hottest things ever. Just trust me. There's something so raw and sexual about it. It's animalistic, it's intense. It's basically foreplay. I sat there, sweating in the sun, behind my giant, discreet for people watching Jackie O sunglasses, and tried to keep my mouth from dropping open while I watched this gorgeous blonde imp suck a mango dry like she was never gonna eat pussy again in her life. Unbelievable. I was close enough to hear her little foodgasm noises, hear all her licking and whimper moaning and slurping as the sweet juice dripped down her chin and onto her chest. Little beads of mango juice dripped right down between her tiny perky tits, and all I wanted to do was dash across the hot sand and lick her clean until she moaned in delight. But all I could do was sit there and try not to get caught watching her like a total perv. It almost worked. It worked until I saw her put the whole bone of the mango in her mouth and suck on it slowly like she was swallowing someone's cock. I think I made a noise. Anyway, something happened and she looked right at me. If it wasn't for my glasses, we would have made some serious, obvious eye contact, and I would have been super busted. I pretended to get a text and looked away, but it was too late. When I looked back up, she was gone from her seat. She was gone because she was headed right toward me. I panicked. The sweating became not just from the summer heat and full sun exposure. It came from having a small heart attack that some hot woman was going to tell me off for staring at her while she was just trying to enjoy her day at the beach. Play it cool. Play it cool. That's all that was going through my head. Well, that and fuck, 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 fuck. She approached me and stopped. Her pale little toes curled around the edge of my blanket, and she looked down at me. I noticed her toenails were painted a bright orange. I was suddenly very aware of how wet the crotch of my bikini bottom was, and how badly I wanted to lick from the sole of her foot all the way up to the inside of her slim little thighs. My eyes traveled slowly upward, drinking her in, while the rest of me was praying that the look I was giving off wasn't horny, drooling idiot, but aloof beach vixen instead. "Hi," she said to me. I slowly pulled my sunglasses down a bit to look at her and sort of gruffly said, "Yeah?" She looked me right in the eye and said, "I couldn't help but notice you were eyeing my mangoes." I smirked. She knew exactly what I had been eyeing. Mangoes, indeed. "Oh," I said, trying desperately to keep up this whole veneer of aloof bullshit like it was something I had any hope of achieving. "Would you like one? We have plenty," she said. I managed to say something stupid like, "Oh, sure, whatever, that's cool. How about this heat, right?" She grinned this little grin and padded over to her blanket in the sand, dug a mango out of her bag, and leaned over and said something to her wife while the two of them looked right at me. I felt like a total asshole when they both giggled. She walked back to my blanket and held the mango out. "Here," she said, turning it over to me. "They're good. I think you'll enjoy it." I said thank you and watched her wiggle her little ass back to her beach blanket and tried not to think of all the ways I could toss that tiny little temptress around in the sand. slowly started peeling the mango and thought, ah, what the hell, may as well eat the damn thing. I bit off a piece of the sweet, sun-warmed fruit and felt its juice hit my tongue and just explode with flavor. I must have moaned because when I finished chewing, I heard some giggling across the way. When I looked up, she and her wife were practically beside themselves. I held up the mango in a sort of cheersing gesture and continued eating, trying to be conservative. I failed quite miserably, let me tell you. There is no graceful way to eat a mango with your bare hands. Soon I was covered in sticky mango juice, licking it off my fingers, sucking slowly on the remnants, totally lost in the heady aroma of ripe, tangy sweetness. When I looked back up, the giggles had stopped. Blondie and her lady were in rapt attention. I took off my sunglasses and looked the little blondies right in the eyes while I licked every inch of that mango bone. If there were children in the area, I should have probably apologized to their parents. I slowly pushed the bone into my mouth as far as it would go, and filleted that thing until I thought it was going to unleash a sweet, sticky load of warm juice into the back of my throat. When I was sure I wasn't going to get anything else out of the last of the mango's flesh, or get arrested for public indecency, I tossed the bone aside and slowly licked the last of it off my fingers, staring her in the eye. After that, I pulled a wet wipe out of my purse and cleaned myself off. Miss Blonde got up, walked back over to my blanket, said nothing, and handed me a single piece of paper. When she was back on her blanket, I opened it up. On the inside, along with her phone number, it said, "How do you feel about strawberries?"